Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway. I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no,
please don't wake me now. 2, 3, 4. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I'm Ginger Dunaway, and I want to welcome you to the 4th episode of Ego Watch. In this episode, we will be talking about the basic desires that everyone's ego is striving for that I think you'll really be able to relate to. These desires will also help you to understand how we get trapped in the ego and even addicted to these ego desires so much so that we don't want to wake up from them. Try and stay focused as we move through today's episode and notice how your ego reacts, how that inner voice reacts to what we'll be talking about. Stay in that observant state, trying not to allow the ego to take you into judgment and emotion, but simply watch what all your ego comes up with as it reacts to this information. So let's get started. So the ego ends up getting built up so thick that it causes us to forget that we are these amazing eternal spiritual beings. If you read texts such as the Yoga Sutras, which are about 2,000 years old, the Bhagavad Gita, and the recent text from the 70s, A Course in Miracles, there is the similar teaching that in our truest nature as spirit, we are all one. And in this oneness, we are whole, we are perfect, and we are eternal. So I'm going to share a passage from my book, Choose Spirit Now, about this belief and what the spirit really is. So here goes. If God created us in His image, then we must assume that God created us, at least initially, in spirit as perfection. Spirit would be most similar to what we could all imagine God to be. Here's where we get confused. When we think about God creating us, we automatically jump to the belief that God created us in the body. But the body dies eventually. The self-image we create in this life fades over time after our death. Would God create something that eventually dies? We must wake up to the common sense belief that initially God created us as spirit, since this is the aspect that is godlike in its eternal nature and perfection. When we focus on God creating us in the body, which we know to be mortal, it subconsciously instills a fear of God in us because we subconsciously think that God is, on some level, allowing us to suffer and die. This is not easy to see at first, but A Course in Miracles does a great job in helping us to uncover this fear and eventually see God as all-loving, which takes away the fear of Him allowing us to suffer in any way. So that's a passage from my book, Choose Spirit Now. And the amazing thing is that even if you don't believe what I just said or grasping it at the moment, the practices of yoga and meditation can take you to a state of awareness in which this makes total sense, and you can actually tap into the spiritual self and reveal the knowledge of what all spirit is. So somewhere deep inside, we remember the truth. We remember that we all are this eternal spirit that is equally special and perfect in oneness. But here's what goes wrong as we develop the ego self. The ego clouds our vision. We forget that we are these amazing spiritual beings that are whole, perfect, and eternal. Even right now, listening to me saying this, your ego may be throwing up resistance to these concepts. But if you really allow yourself to watch how your ego is reacting to what I'm saying, and then without letting it shut you down, which is just a trick to keep you from seeing the bigger picture, really contemplate what I just said and notice how much common sense it makes, then you stand a chance at waking up from this ego self. So what happens when we are stuck in the ego and we forget that we are these spiritual beings that are whole, perfect, and eternal, is that we then desire to feel special and perfect. But the problem is that now we are trying to attain the specialness and perfection and wholeness by recreating it through our false self-image, through the ego. We are always coming up short in trying to find the specialness and perfection through our ego self-image because our striving is based on the ego's definition of perfection, which is based on separation, competition, and the desire to be better than others. So we are striving again for this perfection and the specialness, but since we think that we are separate in the ego mindset, now this perfection is no longer about being equally perfect. It's about being more perfect than each other, more special than somebody else. As long as we desire to be better than others, we are at the mercy of ego. Our truest nature in spirit is true perfection because there is no desire to be better than another. Trying to be better than another in spirit has absolutely no meaning. Even being equal has no meaning because as one, there is no other to be equal to. So at some point in life, it feels as if we have suddenly opened our eyes and we find ourselves on this ego emotional roller coaster and we have no idea how to get off. We begin to wonder why we feel alone and isolated or why we feel constantly attacked by other people or why we want to attack other people. And this again leads us back to that search for a better way that I talked about in the last podcast. We need to be vigilant over the ego because there are aspects of the ego that we don't want to let go of. Once we have built this false self-image, we become sort of addicted to this striving for specialness and perfection. This yearning for specialness is one of the ego's biggest temptations in the book, and therefore one of the biggest ego hurdles to overcome. Most of us want to please somebody in our lives and make someone proud. We want to be special in someone's eyes. The problem is we usually do this at the cost of trying to be better than someone else. This ego desire to be special is a difficult one to let go of because in our ego mind, we don't want to be equal. We want to be special. What you are in your true nature as spirit is the most perfect love, peace, and joy you can ever imagine. What the ego doesn't like to hear is, so is everyone else. In the ego mind, again, it would much rather be special than equal. In other words, in the ego mind, it would much rather you stay in the ego mind and try to be more special than another, try to be better than another, rather than shift out of the ego mind and really experience that oneness where specialness and perfection is given to everyone. A Course in Miracles text says the following: you would oppose this course because it teaches you and your brother are alike. So this is from the text of A Course in Miracles, and what it's saying is that if you decide to read A Course in Miracles, the ego will oppose the course's teachings because of this desire to be more special than others. The ego doesn't want to be like others. It wants to stand out and be better than others. And it is this desire of the ego to be better than others that will keep us at the mercy of the ego until we finally get to that breaking point in which these moments are no longer worth the overall negative feelings and emotions that come with it. So when we seem to be on top in life and fulfilling the feeling of being special according to the ego's definition, we might be having a lot of fun. But the joke is on us. When we enjoy the ego's high on specialness, then at some point we will have to experience the ego's low. Maybe that specialness gets taken from us, or maybe something else happens in life that makes our specialness suddenly seem like a great big joke. But we continue to keep on driving ourselves back with this desire for specialness in order to prove ourselves and seek out that ego high once again. So it's kind of addictive, that feeling of being special. And that's why this is such a big ego hurdle and one that can keep you in the dark a long time before you say enough is enough. What I think is interesting is that even if you've never heard the word ego, you know exactly what it is once you hear someone talking about it. You may not have realized it before today, but you probably are already fairly adept in watching the ego, especially someone else's. Even as young kids, we are very aware of the ego in others, and our own ego loves to call others out on it. So I remember being a kid and having a friend ask me something like, "Hey, did you know that the Empire State Building is 300 stories high?" And I can remember my ego getting stirred up. I didn't want to get caught not knowing, so I said, "Of course I know that. Everyone knows that." And then my friend says, "Ha, got you. It's only 102 stories," or whatever. And I cringed knowing that I was just had by my friend and my own ego. Of course, then I didn't know it was called the ego, but this was actually the beginning of my own ego watching. Once this happened to me several times, I realized that it was more important to me to not get caught with my ego in full control rather than being a know-it-all. So the next time this happened, the next time a friend pulled this trick, I took a moment to ask myself if I really knew the answer. And if I didn't, then I would take a deep breath, push through my ego's desire to hide the fact that I didn't know everything, and I would admit that I didn't know. This usually followed with a disappointed ego in my friend because they weren't able to get me this time. So it's quite fascinating to me how early the ego starts and how early we are using it to manipulate ourselves and manipulate each other. So this concludes this fourth episode of Ego Watch. I have a bit of fun work for you to practice as often as you remember. Keep working on that first step to awakening by simply observing the ego as much as possible, observing that voice in your head. But we're going to add a layer to that observation. I want you to begin to notice that aspect of self that is doing the observing as a very quiet, peaceful center from which you are simply watching the ego play out in your mind. And take action now. If you're not already on my guest list, then go to choosespiritnow.com and sign up immediately. You will get amazing tips and tools delivered straight to your inbox every Monday morning, helping you to understand awakening, experience awakening, and reminding you to stay in that awakening once you find it. You will get the newest podcast episodes and guided meditations that I've recorded, plus you will be the first to know of any new product launches. Thank you so much for tuning in, and remember, if you have a question that you'd like for me to answer on an upcoming Ego Watch episode, send an email to me at ginger@choosespiritnow.com. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. And remember, to live awake is to love your life. And what can be better than that?